AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Shots were fired. One person was killed in the arrest of the militants who've occupied a national wildlife refuge in Oregon for the past 3 weeks. The FBI and Oregon State Police say the arrests and gunfire came during a traffic stop along U.S. 395 as group leader Ammon Bundy and others were headed to a community meeting in a town about 70 miles north of Burns. The AP's Ross Simpson reports the occupation had drawn supporters from other states.
Bundy's group, which has included people from as far away as Arizona and Michigan, seized the headquarters of a national wildlife refuge on January 2nd as part of a long-running dispute over federal lands in the West.
It's unclear how many people remain in the buildings at the refuge. Late Tuesday night, there was no obvious police presence there. Shooting erupted Tuesday night at a Seattle homeless encampment known as the Jungle. And Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole says there are casualties.
Five people had been hit by gunfire. One person was declared deceased at the scene. Another person was declared deceased at Harborview Medical Center following transport by the Seattle Fire Department.
So far, no one's been arrested. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump is boycotting Thursday night's Fox News debate after lashing out at Fox News moderator Megyn Kelly, saying that she had been toying with him. University of Virginia Center for Politics director Larry Sapto says this is another embarrassing situation for the Republican Party leadership.
They are apoplectic. The leadership of the party doesn't know what to do. I mean, in many ways, they've already fumbled the election. They've shown no leadership whatsoever. And this is the result. And now they have another giant mess on their hands.
Actor Abe Vigoda of Barney Miller fame has died at 94. This is AP Radio News. A New York transplant recipient got a visit from the EMT who drove her through the weekend blizzard to her new kidney. The AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The phone call 64-year-old Melanie Chiricella had waited a year and a half for came on Saturday. We have a kidney for you. That's also the day a historic blizzard pounded her Long Island home 20 miles from the hospital. With the clock ticking, paramedic Pete Amato made the 60-mile drive from Manhattan to pick her up and then to get her in, dodging spun-out cars all along the way.
I knew that we needed to get her here, that the organ needed to get here, and you both rendezvous successfully transplanted.
They say with a wedding, when it rains, it's good luck. This was like, wow.
Doctors say they're already making plans to send Chiricella home with the new kidney. Warren Levinson, New York.
The federal government says its offices in the Washington area will open today, 3 hours late. That should help workers get to the job on area roads that are mostly, but not all, plowed of the snow that fell over the weekend. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.